Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day Cephalon Collective, and welcome to Cephalon Squared mini-episode number 19. My name's Cephalon Greg, joined by Cephalon Lucas. How are you? Good, sir.
I am doing good. It's been a good day. A bit busy.
Has it?
Yeah. Shifting the room around, making room for something...
fun and exciting.
Oh, yes. Yes. Making way for something special.
Mm.
Wink.
sounded like a painful wink. You all right?
Very,
need
very.
To go to a doctor or anything?
Very little amount of sleep.
yes, you were telling me about that earlier.
Yes.
Oh, well, let's extend your no sleep.
You know, doing good anyways. Anyway, how are you?
I'm all right. Same old.
Same
work
old.
Shit. 4-day weekend.
Woohoo!
Yay! Such is life. Alrighty, so how's the weather?
Well, the weather today in Ipswich at, what time are we? We're at 8 p.m. on a Thursday evening. Professionals here. It is currently 21 degrees Celsius with a 70% humidity. I'm not really feeling the humidity. It's quite nice.
It always seems to be 21 degrees at 8 o'clock these days.
Yeah.
That's 69 degrees Fahrenheit because I keep making that joke. 69, dudes. I've got to come up with new material, but, you know, the classics. The diehard. Anyway, in not-so-sunny Melbourne, it is only 15 degrees. 15.
15. I'm not jealous. You're
59
jealous.
Degrees Fahrenheit and 59% humidity. So 59 Ooh. Degrees Fahrenheit, 59% humidity. Spooky. It's
not Illuminati. Spooky.
Could be. Must be. I've got an eye.
Quick, check for triangles nearby.
Yeah, scary stuff. All right, so that is the weathercast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
And then you just wait for all the people to stop listening right here.
Yeah, there's definitely people out here that just listen to us for the weathercast because they want to know what it is at two random times during the week in Australia. Well, not really random times. Always 8 p.m. on a Sunday and a Thursday, but still. Anyway, we digress as usual. Mini news. Before we go on to the actual topic at hand, two little quick pieces of information. The Planes of Eidolon Remaster is now out on all platforms, and it's fucking glorious. I had a look on Switch. I'm serious. It makes Switch work better. They were right. Switch is better. It doesn't look as good as PS4. Of course not PC. But damn, it looks great still, and it works better. What do you like it?
I explored a little bit there yesterday when it dropped, and I'm looking forward to getting my hands dirty and smashing out some of those thumpers.
Smash those thumpers. We might do it tonight, eh?
Hey.
After the cast of pods.
Hey, maybe.
Mm. Wink. Is that how you do it? I'm sorry,
painful, painful wink, yeah. Perfect.
the other thing is that the Easter goodies are currently in the market, which is wonderful. What about them? There's a freaking Easter egg step ephemera. There's a freaking color picker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And there's bunny ears. Not only that, but there's a few weapon skins as well in the alerts. So just some goodies to get for virtually free. Most of them are in the market. I think a couple of them cost 5,000 credits, which is weird. Usually they're only one, but hey, they want to make us work for it this time.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so on to the topic at hand, which is...
Baruk!
The mighty Baruk. So we skipped him a few weeks ago simply because neither of us had really used him that much back in the day. So Baruk is the monk frame. He's passive aggressive until he just is flat out aggressive. So he's he likes to use restraint initially. So he's very non-confrontational, and then he just cracks it. and he becomes very confrontational. So we'll explain exactly what all that means, but he is the monk frame. He's very different. He's very sort of centered around sort of more martial artsy kind of stuff. And to date, he doesn't have any augments. He's only been around for, what is it, a month? 2 months?
Yeah, about 2 months. Wait, no, maybe probably a little bit longer. I think maybe February?
Yeah, well, it's only April, so that's 2 months.
January, February? I don't know. Somewhere around there. Beginning of the year. He's been out for a little
beginning
while.
Beginning of the year. Yeah, and he's all right, but he's got no augments as yet, so we won't be doing any of the augments as a result of that, of course, because they don't exist at the point of recording. And that's Baruch, so let's move right on into his passive with good Sir Lucas.
All right. So, there's only so much someone can handle before they reach their breaking point. And for Baruch, it is displayed in the form of his passive, Restraint. This passive is directly tied to the entire kit, as the first three abilities will lower the levels of the restraint bar, while his fourth ability will actually cause it to gradually fill up again. Good little thing about this ability, this passive, is that as the bar depletes, Baruch also gains a damage resistance up to 50%.
Now, I hate putting you on the spot like this, but it's a question that just popped into my head. Is it linear? Does he hit 50% at 100% restraint?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe it is at 100%. It is 50%, yes.
Okay. So maybe at about halfway, it's about 25%. We'll see. We'll have to look into that. We should have looked into it before just asking you that question flat out. But hey, you know, you're not made of wikis, are you?
No, I hope not.
I don't think you are, although you are a cephalon.
Lots of data.
We have questions. Data is just a little bit fucked up there, but that's life. All right, so Elude is his first ability, which of course pays or erodes his restraint. Erode is the word you were using. I like that. So he eludes. He gets the fuck out of the way, basically. So projectiles and melee strikes in particular just sort of pass right through him. So when we first saw Baruch in, I think it was even the first dev stream of the year, I can't quite remember, we saw him with a big hole through himself, which was a bit weird. Now we know that that's because bullets pass right through him. And when they do, there's sort of like a hole or a transparent effect that he has. Now, initially, that is just for attacks that are coming directly in front of him. And as it levels up at max rank, it covers about 180 degrees in the direction he's facing. Now, you can max out that so that it does go all the way around him. But it's something, what is it? Something like 220%?
200% range is needed for 360.
200% range. Of course, because it's 180 degrees at max, so 200% will make it 360. Bada bing! That's maths, people.
Maths.
So, yes, and for every successful dodge, so every bullet and every melee attack, 0.6% of the restraint bar will erode. And that is Elude.
Nicely said. Next, we go into Lull, and in an attempt to control a large group of foes, Baruch has the ability to create a calming wave that flows over all that surround him, and gradually send them into a deep slumber. The mystical calming wave has a lingering effect that remains for 5 seconds and stretches to a radius of 25 meters, so that any new personnel of the aggressive variety will also be brought to a sleep-induced halt. Enemies that are sent into this dream state remain so for 25 seconds, and when they awake, they suffer a temporary disorientation and amnesia. This actually allows you to reset all levels of alertness in that particular enemy. So it's great for you know, trying to play stealthy. For every
fucking up stealth.
And unfucking up stealth. For every successful enemy lulled to sleep, 0.81% of the restraint bar will continue to erode.
Very good, Lucas. So you can see, it's all about that restraint bar. All right, Desolate Hands is an interesting one. So I don't quite know what it's got to do with hands, but hey, that's life. He essentially calls forth a ring of 8 daggers that float around him in a circle. And they're designed essentially to disarm enemies and not kill them. And, you know, they float around him until an enemy gets close enough. Then they lash out at them and disarm the enemy. Now, it's not, I don't think it's a permanent disarm. That's in a different part of his abilities. But it does disarm any enemy within 6 meters. So while they're floating around him, though, each dagger provides an additional 10% damage reduction. That's really, really important. So if you remember that he calls forth a ring of 8 daggers while all 8 daggers are spinning around him, that means he has 80% damage reduction. Now, it is really, really important to note that, yes, you can get more daggers by increasing, I think it's strength. Is it strength?
Yep.
Yes, so you can get more daggers by increasing your strength, but as with most other frames, damage reduction caps out at 90%. It does stack on top of the other damage reduction that you get from the restraint bar eroding and from other abilities, but either way, it stacks and caps at 90%. Important to know. So once a dagger does fly off and disarm an enemy, a charge is spent and it creates a small explosion which deals 250 damage in a 3-meter radius. So it's not huge, but of course that can be increased by strength. And the other bonus of this is you can share them with your allies. So the closer your allies are, they get to basically the daggers hop over to them. And you can recast, so you can get your daggers back even after you've given your daggers away to other people. So the other night, Lucas and I were playing, and I think I had 5 or 6 hovering around me, and Lucas had 12.
Lucas was the
one using the Baruch. So, yeah. And you, by doing so, you're giving that other person damage reduction as well. So that is pretty damn cool. So for each enemy that is disarmed, the restraint bar will erode a further 1.6%.
That's quite a nice chunk. For something I personally see as one of Baruch's most important abilities, that is a very nice chunk.
Mm.
All right, now going into his fourth and final ability, Serene Storm, where we finally find the breaking point, in which Baruch will harness his inner rage in the form of exalted fist weapons, the Desert Wind, and has a 25% damage reduction. Now, this one can actually be increased up to a 50% damage reduction with the... 40% damage reduction with abilities, Power Strength. So that is really, really nice. And unlike other exalted weapons, the Desert Wind of Serene Storm does not use energy, but instead is connected to the restraint bar directly. And it will fill up the restraint bar by 0.83% every second it remains active. It's good to note with this one also that any of the other abilities that you cast can still erode the bar while Serene Storm is active. The damage that these fists punch out is purely impact-based, and at base will deal 250 damage on a normal attack within 2 meters. And if you thought that was all there was to it, you were wrong. These special fists bring with them projectile waves, much like Excalibur's Exalted Sword, and each of these punch waves deal degrading damage the further they travel, and can punch enemy projectiles right back to their source. Enemies hit by these waves will be staggered and have a chance of being permanently disarmed. On top of this, basic attacks and waves have a 200% crit multiplier, a 50% crit chance, and a 10% status chance. So, very nice stats on his fist weapons.
Super cool.
Mmm.
So, clearly, Baruch is pretty cool, but he's not really a straightforward kind of guy. His abilities aren't simple in that you don't press one and it hurts enemies. or you don't press another and you're shielded or whatever the case may be, you sort of really have to understand how his abilities work and how they work together with his other abilities in order to survive, I guess. Now, I have him on both PC and on PS4, but I still haven't even maxed him out because I never got to that point where I really understood him. Whereas Lucas, on the other hand, has fully understood him, plays him a lot, and has been explaining him to me recently. So now I'm starting to get the picture, but I think Lucas has really worked him out. In fact, you did a solo long-term survival the other day with him as well.
Yeah.
And hardly lost any life. So explain how to use Baruch.
Okay, so one thing I actually... When I first got my hands on Baruch, looking at his first ability, Elude, you know, that to me seemed like one of the most important abilities to use because you basically become untouchable while you're not attacking. So that's actually something we missed in the earlier description of it. While the Elude ability only works while you're not actually attacking.
So. Yes, that's really important, actually, because that's one of the things I fucked up and why I was no good with him.
Yeah. So I thought that was going to be a very important ability until very recently, actually, when I kind of put two and two together and looked at all of his damage reduction. So I have found a good way to use Baruch is my particular build is a balanced build. So I got a nice chunk of duration, range, and ability strength, but I've also got max efficiency. So when I start up around, I will go straight into Elude, call up my desolate hands, have them floating around me. I got 12 at a time. Very nice. And all I'm doing to begin with is trying to reduce my restraint bar to zero as quick as possible. So you get into the room, you see a lot of enemies, you drop your lull, you kill off some enemies, recast desolate hands, take a few hits. The second your restraint bar is empty, throw up, refresh your desolate hands.
Yeah, and don't throw up.
Throw up your hands. and turn off Elude. I found that this is actually another thing that we didn't mention. While Elude is active, desolate hands jump out a range. The range at which they jump out at enemies and disarm them is actually doubled. So, So you want to turn off Elude, refresh Desolate Hands, and you drop back down to the 6-meter radius. Yeah,
otherwise, you'll be losing all your
daggers way too quickly.
Okay.
So, you know, with a zero restraint, you're sitting at 50% damage mitigation. With four daggers up, now remember, I got 12, so with four daggers up, you're sitting at 90% damage mitigation. You can afford to lose a couple daggers, but just keep in mind when you keep an eye on that counter, and when they drop to below 5, refresh your daggers. And you will pretty much just be completely unkillable. If you want to get a little bit creative, you can then turn on Serene Storm also. Keep refreshing your desolate hands, because they are... I seriously say that they are the most important part of his entire kit. So refresh your desolate hands, turn on your Serene Storm. Straight away, because of Serene Storm, you get an extra chunk of damage mitigation. And your restraint bar is still empty, so you get that damage mitigation as well with your daggers. So you got three damage mitigations on all three different abilities, so it's easy to manage, and you can just go absolutely ham, not worrying about dying. It's great. My particular build, I have 635 health. I know I'm not a long stamina.
You don't like to do long-term two-hour survivals.
Yeah, I don't like doing two-hour long survivals. But I did a 40-minute survival the other night on Ophelia of Uranus. And within that 40 minutes, I did not see my HP drop below 600 once. So yeah, just keep the flow between the different three aspects of damage mitigation. Once your Serene Storm runs out and your bar's back up to full, turn your Elude back on because you want to use all of your abilities to drop that restraint bar as quick as possible.
Hmm. That's really helpful because I think the reason I didn't like Baruch is because I tried to keep his Elude up constantly, and every time I turned on Desolate Hands, the daggers would just be gone in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the fuck? So now that I understand that with Elude on, it doubles that effective range, and essentially that means anything within 12 meters, which is a pretty big distance in terms of Warframe. Yeah. Now I understand. So that's really helpful. So I'm going to have to give him a shot. Maybe I'll give him a shot tonight. We'll see.
Ooh.
Yeah. And might see if I can understand him a little bit more. So that's cool. Anything else you want to say about Young Baruch, who's one of your top three, I think, favorite frames at the moment?
Oh, yes. Definitely in my top three at the moment. I can't really think of anything more to say. If I've missed anything, I'm probably going to get shot by one of our Discord members, and I apologize if I missed anything.
You deserve it. Not me. You. No. I'm very likely to have missed things again because I don't know him inside and out, or at least I don't know him as well as Lucas does. So thank you, Lucas, for preparing that and the article that you wrote, which, you know, a lot of this content came from, will be going up on the website in the next couple of days. So that is fun-tastic. Obviously, based on what Lucas is saying, Baruch is probably a good choice to go out and give a shot, but he is very different, you know.
Very different.
If you haven't learnt this by now, Lucas likes those guys that are a little bit left to center. So, yeah. And, you know, he's rarely wrong. So, you know, I've always found that, hey, shit, Lucas is actually right when he says these things. So, Zephyr is an example. So, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get in contact with us, go to our website, which we will have an announcement about on the next episode. Some of you in the Discord will have already seen our little announcements. Very exciting for us. So we'll talk about that on the major episode on the weekend. But go to our website at cephalonsquared.com, check out all our stuff, join our Discord, become part of the community. If you are just like us and you're the type of person that just loves all things Warframe, wants to talk about Warframe constantly, just wants to consume as much as you can about Warframe, then our Discord is definitely the place to be. We'd like to make the Facebook group the same, but that is slower going, but we'll get there. So yeah, join all of our things, check out our YouTube channel, and send us a message if you'd like to give us some feedback. We make this based on what we think you would like, but if your, you know, personal worldview differs slightly to what we're making, let us know what you think would make the show better. Anyway, my name is Greg Newbegin. I am Mad Capsules, all about the internets. And who are you, Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri, and I am Silverlight, all about the internets, S-I-L-V-R-L-G-H-T. Thank you so much to our community, as always, for being super supportive and just an absolute delight to chat with. So thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeedly doodly. Thanks to Jan at @disco_box on Twitter for the intros and outros. And thank you again to you for listening. We'll be back in a couple of days over the weekend. I don't think there's going to be a dev stream because of the holidays. So we will speak to you in a couple of days. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to cephalonsquared@gmail.com. or get in touch via Twitter or Facebook. You can also join our Discord or send us a voice message via the Anchor app. See you next week!